Embracing pain and finding love. I've been feeling a little bit heavy these past few days, and my emotions have been getting the best of me. Mind you, I have no good reason to be sad, and yet, the feelings of sadness are overwhelming me. What I have learned is, if I'm feeling sad, I'm hanging on to pain. Sometimes I feel like I'm looking through the telescope of life, and I don't really like what I'm seeing. People abusing people, corruption becoming commonplace, the earth being destroyed and animals being mistreated. All the while, hate, war, vengeance, and malice are a part of our daily lives. Seems people are becoming tolerant of it all and are learning to just avert their eyes to some other distraction. We numb ourselves from feeling anything, pain, sadness, and happiness included. We take medications, booze, and illegal drugs to numb our bodies from feeling. Become Facebook zombies, take vacations, and drive fast cars to distract our minds from unsettled feelings. Even women who experience mood swings and sadness during their menstrual cycle are frowned upon. So they take hormones to balance them out for fear of being labeled having PMS. Maybe we are feeling sad for a reason. Maybe it's okay just to be sad. Maybe it's okay to be off balance and fully experience what our bodies are trying to feel, so we can learn from those feelings. It's okay to feel. We are bodies that are meant for feeling. Love, pain, happiness, all of it. We stopped ourselves from feeling for so long that we don't even realize that we are suffocating ourselves. We are cutting off our life source, our oxygen, our life. If I've learned anything in these past 6 months since I have been on this journey, I have learned to start feeling. I have learned that when sadness comes, to feel it, sit with it, cry with it, embrace it fully, openly, and lovingly. Because after you do, you will feel something new in its place. Release, freedom, love. Love of yourself. Once we learn to fully love ourselves, even in the embrace of pain, we can start to love each other. The truth is, someone who truly loves themselves is not capable of hurting anyone else. First, we must learn to feel again, everything. Then we can learn to love. Love yourself. It's the single greatest thing we can do for this world. If we are ever going to change what we see through the telescope of life, we must first turn that telescope and look in. Whatever you may find, no matter how deep and dark the secrets may be, no matter what they are dressed in, shame, blame, pain, or anger, love it. Love all of it. Feel it. Feel the shame. Feel the blame. Feel the pain of it. Feel it. Then watch as it disappears. Once the pain is brought to the light, there is nowhere left for it to hide. We need to free ourselves from our pain so we can live this life full of love. Write back soon. Love, Annie.